This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's a Joy Law podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. It's a lovely 18 degrees.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Top of 21.
Top of 21.
Joy Law. Jack and Dean. Joy Law.
That's right, it is time for Joy Law, the regular segment where we chat to the team from KHQ Lawyers about legal issues of interest or concern to the LGBTIQ plus community.
Yes.
And today joining us live in the studio is Inez. Hello.
Hey. A perfect compliment to a wonderful sunny day.
Oh, thank you very much. I love that applause. That's great.
Mm, it's refreshing.
Come here more. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, should.
Right. Now, we've got a very serious topic to talk about today.
Yes, we are going to level out the happiness of the day. Talk about a very important subject.
Elder abuse.
Mm. Yes, elder abuse.
It's been in the news of late, yes.
Yes, that's right. It's amazing, actually. I have to say I have had more files and matters concerning elder abuse than ever before. So it's definitely a topic on the rise.
And you think it's because people are aware of it now and there's a name for it and it's part of our conversation?
Yes.
It's now coming forward?
I think so. Mm. There is also an Australian Law Reform Commission inquiry into elder abuse, so it's more in the press. And I suppose people are getting older and having more money when they are older. So another word for elder abuse really is early inheritance syndrome.
Oh.
Although that sounds a bit cute, I think. You know, it is actually a very serious matter. It's harming an older or elderly person, either physically or sometimes through neglect. But in my kind of area, it's often through wanting to get hold of their money early.
That's not good.
So disorientating them as well with maybe signing something?
Yeah, well, that's right. Signing them or, you know, saying, look, you know, come on, Mum. I need, or Dad, or whoever, I need the money now, really. And you don't really need it anymore. You may be in a nursing home or, you know. So I'm inheriting it anyway further down the track. So exactly. And it doesn't matter that I've got, a brother and a sister and potentially a brother and sister far away who can't really see what I'm doing. And so manipulating an older person to let go of their money earlier, that is really what I'm dealing with most of the time.
And with those sort of stories, is it normally other family members who become aware of the abuse, or is it the elderly person themselves that perhaps questions whether
that's so difficult?
Well, look, it's difficult with older people, particularly when they're sort of a little bit in the twilight zone where they are just about to lose their capacity to remember things. And you know, you can just imagine when you're being looked after by family, you'd like to be nice to all of them, and often older people are sort of nice to one family member on the day that family member comes over to visit, and then on the next day they swing the other way. And not because, you know, they do that intentionally, but it's just in their nature. And so, yes, very often it can happen that perhaps one child in a family is a little bit more dominant and may perhaps also have closer contact to the older person, and the other family member might be further away.
Well, there might be a primary carer as well.
Might be a primary carer. So there was a story in the press not too long ago, I think it was on the ABC website, a family in Western Australia where the son had the power of attorney for Mum.
Yeah.
And he basically sold Mum's house under power of attorney, and then he kept the money for himself. And the grandchildren, actually, the next generation, got a bit, you know, they were like, oh, is this the right thing to do? So they talked to Grandma, and Grandma actually still had all her, you know, she was absolutely functional and didn't have any problems with capacity. And she said, well, no, I didn't know anything about this, that he was selling my house and keeping the money. So she revoked her power of attorney and said, well, I want my money back. But then 5 minutes further down the track, she re-signed the power of attorney, and she signed a deed allowing him to keep the money. And the family really... What? The grandchildren went off to the police and said, well, this happened. Is almost fraud. But because it's a family affair, the police is often very reluctant to investigate this. And it's really an issue.
It's so complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah. Really, if you are suspicious and you think someone might be the victim of elder abuse, Do you go to a lawyer or go to the police first?
Well, as I said, the police, it's difficult sometimes to deal with the police because they think it's a family issue and they really can't help. So a lawyer can help. And obviously prevention is always better than the cure. So if you can put your affairs in order before you get to that situation where people might take advantage of you, or when you do have elderly parents or family members, you might and you suspect something, I think it's a good idea to go to a lawyer very early. And it doesn't have to be contentious or nasty straight away. There's a lot of things we can do to just ask a few polite questions and see what's happening, you know, and it's only really when there's a fallout and things have really gone off the rail that we might have to go and get the help of VCAT or someone to intervene and ask for compensation, for example.
I don't know how people can live with themselves doing that to someone else. Like, it just, especially family member.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to be this right of entitlement, you know, that these days it's this instant gratification thing, I suppose. We don't really, I don't know whether it's a reflection of our society that there's just not that nurturing element so much around anymore. Everyone wants their car straight away. Or when I was walking to your station today, there were, I don't know what they were talking about on the radio about someone having 6 bathrooms in their house. It's like, someone's got to fund that. So, you know.
One for every movement.
Someone's got to clean all of those bathrooms.
No. My birthday was recent. I think I should talk about that more often. And Mum's always like, what do you want? And I've gone, Mum, I don't need anything. You're giving birth to me, that's fine.
Yeah, no.
And that made her angry, but I'm like, all right, I'll take the house. Yeah. I'll become power of attorney.
Well, and look, I think there's plenty of people. I, you know, from time to time I have someone ring me up even before Mum or Dad have even passed away and already concerned about their inheritance. And I have to say, well, you know, until you're really dead, you can do with your money whatever you like. You know, it's really, you can go down to the casino on your last day and blow it all and you know, it's your money. You can do with it whatever you like. Mm. And with elderly people, that's right, with elderly people, really, they may need assistance, you know, to look after themselves and to care for them and all those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And they really don't need that family fight over their money.
No, it's awful.
That's right. I know a friend of mine had elderly parents and they got to an age where they wanted to travel a bit more, but because of their physical condition, they needed to upgrade. They couldn't just sit in cattle class. They had to, you know, pay a little bit more money so they were comfortable so they could travel the long haul.
Mm.
And they were sort of a little bit guilty about that. It's like, when you're 80, I reckon you could, it's your money, like, just enjoy it while you
can. That's right.
But that's the funny thing, like, if you obviously you want to save so the future looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can, but you don't want to get to 80, then travel the world as well.
Yeah.
Or you get to the end, and then you've got all this money in the bank, you're like, oh, I should have thought that
I should have travelled.
Yes.
Maybe I should have spent my life a little bit better.
Well, that's right. And no money in the bank basically means there's nothing to fight over and, you know, probably a happier family. that's right.
Isn't it living for the next generation? What's that about?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah.
You've got to look. I mean, some cultures, they do that, I think. Yeah.
But I think it's more that sense of... Yeah, that's right. It's more this sense of entitlement of the next generation who thinks, well, I am entitled to Mum and Dad's money. But, you know, you haven't really done anything for it. So it's an interesting conundrum and we see more and more about that and of that. And sometimes it's also, you know, it can be just a misunderstanding where one child cares for the elderly person.
I can understand that. If you're a primary carer and you're the only sibling doing all the heavy lifting.
That's right.
I can understand why you'd want to,
that's a different scenario, isn't
it? Or while the elderly person should also have the right to gift money to whoever they like. You know, if they want to give some money away, for example, to the primary carer, but then that often turns into conflict because then the child further away says, well, hang on, you know, brother or sister is exploiting Mum and Dad, but, you know, but then you have that tension where the carer says, well, I'm doing all the caring. You're far away and you're constantly wanting to know what I'm doing with the money. So there's potential for great conflict in the family and it's a really good idea to have a plan and to sort these things out while you still can.
That's right. And Jacqueline, what's the lesson you've learned from these regular segments on Joy Law?
Use your money wisely. Always get it in writing.
Always get it in writing.
Always wear a nice hat.
You learn that, did you?
You were miming hat.
Go and see a lawyer.
Go see a lawyer, get it in writing.
Go to KHQ.
Yes, that's
or
right.
Or a lawyer.
How do you contact them? Right.
Thank you very much, Inez. We look forward to speaking to someone from the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Lovely. Thank you for having me.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.